So if you've been paying attention at all to some of the sermons as of recent, particularly this year, you know, we're word watchers. We're watching our words. We've begun Lent, which is we're fasting on negative words, right? Yes, not so fast. I mean, yes, we want to fast on negative words. Exactly. So that's what came forth from God this week. So I know some of you are not really good with deprivation, right? Anybody here ever try to deprive yourself of, like, you know, chocolate, ice cream, any of those kind of things where you fast on something and you want it that much more? Am I the only person that's speaking the truth here? So needless to say, right? So sometimes to fast from something, meaning get rid of it, we have to feast on something else, don't we? We need to replace it with something else. So we're going to feast on good words. How about that? You like that one? All right, so we're going to feast on only good words, only good. So now that we've fasted on the negative, we're going to feast on the positive. Everybody with me on that? Beautiful. You like it so far. Beautiful. Where do I get this from? Let's look at James chapter 3. Well, let me backtrack. If you notice out front, we have a bunch of plants here, right? And do you know they used to not be there? They were actually planted. And if you notice, the sermon title was, So What? See, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians that what we sow, we, whatever we plant, we harvest, right? So whatever we plant into our lives, this is going to give you power, or it's going to shake some of you up. And regardless, it's okay, I have to say it. Whatever your results in your life are right now is a direct result of the thoughts you thought yesterday. The words you think are what you sow into your life. The words you say about your life, about you, about anything for that matter, they have creative power. The words you use create the life you get. Some of you good about that? Some of you not so good, right? Oh, boy. You know, oh. So, because here's what James 3 says this. Dear brothers and sisters, we all make many mistakes. But those who control their tongues can control themselves in every other way. In other words, when you can control your words, which are your thoughts, but the words you say, which have become prayers that you put out there, you can control your life in every way possible. And in fact, it says here, we can make a horse turn around and go wherever we want by means of a small bit in its mouth. Anybody ever been horseback riding? I have. And you have the reins and you're sitting in the saddle, right? And, you know, at first you're like, the horse is like moving all over the place and doing whatever it wants to do. And then the person that's trying to tell you how to be able to go on the trail safely, they say, okay, if you want the horse to turn left, you turn the bit left. And if you want it to go right, you turn the bit right. Oh, and guess what happens? You take the horse's head like this, and what direction does it go? That direction. And if you turn it the other direction, it goes that direction. You see why James is saying the power of our life determines the direction that our life is going to go? Just like we can direct a horse with a bit in its mouth, you can actually direct your life journey. Isn't that empowering good news this morning? So my question is this. How many of you, if you've ever been on a horse, or even, let's add an example again, you get on the horse and you get a little flustered. It's starting, like, I was on a horse one time in the mountains in Georgia, and I kept seeing the ravine over to my right. And I kept looking that way, and every time I looked that way, I turned this way, and the horse would go closer to the ravine. So I had to realize, wait a minute, I should be looking straight ahead instead on the trail in front of me. So you see how life can be? Those of us that don't make the right focus for ourselves, we don't look in the right direction, if that's a negative way to say it, you're going to get off the cliff, aren't you, if you're not careful? However, we're also empowered to be able to turn our thoughts, our words, whichever direction we want them to go. And your life will follow behind it. It will. Because if you think of it this way, if you think positive thoughts, if you think about how good life is, how great and healthy you are, how wonderful you are as a person, how do you think your life's going to work out? You reap what you... If your life isn't working out exactly the way you would want it to be, who can change it? Not me. You said you. You mean I. You use the I. I can change my life, right? I can change my life. I have changed my life. God in me has changed my life. I can tell you that. Why? Because it's what I put out there, what I wanted it to be. See, you know, if somebody planted a bunch of stuff over here that we did not like, what would we do with it? Pull it out. That's called fasting. Weeding. You get out of your life what you don't want. Just get rid of it. It's so simple. And then you replace it with what? What you do want. What you do want. Now, here's the problem with some of that. As Jesus was with the disciples the one time in Matthew chapter 21, remember he cursed the fig tree and it withered and died, right? He used his words. And the disciples were amazed by that. He showed the power of words. And then they said, how did that happen? And he said, if you say anything, anything, and if you have faith, meaning if you use words of faith, faith words, you can say to this mountain, be removed and go into the sea, and it will happen. He was telling those disciples, and there's a caveat in that specific scripture. He also says this, if you have faith and use faith words, and you do not doubt, what's that? What gets in the middle sometimes of our positive thinking, of our positive visualizations, of our positive words? Fear and doubt do. Those are the weeds that come in. That's what the enemy sows into our lives sometimes. See, we sometimes doubt in our heart any number of things. Well, God isn't going to let that happen. Or God doesn't want that to happen. Or I'm not good enough for God to let that happen. I don't deserve for that to happen. It never happened before. Do you understand how doubt comes out of our mouths? So that doubtful thoughts in the middle of, just imagine riding a horse back on that horse ride again. If I'm going like this and this and this with the horse, which way are we going? Nowhere. And the horse is probably going to be like kicking, like get this person off my back. Indecision, when we have doubt, indecision stops us from getting to the place we're trying to go. Doubt gets in the midst of sometimes our way of thinking, and it comes through various, all kinds of ways. From other people might put their doubts in our mind, other thoughts of your past, maybe it didn't work out before, so you make a conclusion that it won't happen good again. We start sometimes believe our own stories we tell ourselves. And that becomes the words and the direction that our life goes, doesn't it? Or don't they? A tiny rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot wants it to go, even though the winds are strong. A tiny rudder on a ship, a huge ship, steers that ship even in the midst of a strong wind. Anybody going through some strong winds throughout life ever? Kind of, maybe, always, now, right? But the words we speak are the rudder. They guide our life into us feeling better or feeling worse. Words have a way of lifting us up or bringing us down, don't they? And some of us are really good at saying those things that cause us to be in a down space, aren't we? Don't we? However, we're having a word fast, aren't we? So therefore, When you start to pay attention, see, it's all about paying attention to the words you say. So many of us say all kinds of things all the time, and they're not even our own thoughts. I don't know about you, but I still can't put shoes on the table because my mother used to say, you don't put shoes on the table. And God forbid anybody even dares put shoes on the table. I'm going to say, don't put shoes on the table. And there's many other things that come with my repertoire inside my head of the people that talk in here. There's one voice all of us need to listen to, isn't there? We know the Holy Spirit. Those of us that have Christ have the Holy Spirit in us, teaching us, helping us, speaking to us. We have to let that voice be the voice that we listen to, that voice that guides us and directs us to the right path, to the right way, to the right decisions that we make. That's what we use prayer for, but it's also why it's so important that each and every one of us have a close, intimate, personal, ongoing, perpetual relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. Because the human part of us very often hears those other words, those other thoughts that come from who knows where. We have to challenge those words when we hear them. When you hear yourself saying a negative I am, you got to catch yourself. You've got to say, oh, I'm fasting. I can't think that right now. What would God say about me? Oh, yeah. I'm like somebody. We can have power through our words. We need to use that power, however. If you are ever stuck in a situation in any place in your life, if the same thing keeps happening over and over and over and over again, and you want it to change, what's the first thing you have to change? You have to change what it is you want to have happen because you're really good at doing the thing you don't want to keep doing. But you want to do a new thing, right? So you have to qualify and quantify, what is it I want? What am I praying to God for? And listen to God give you those qualities that you want to stand for and be for and head for. Because here's the thing. You get to choose whatever way you go. Isn't that the greatest problem of free will? You can stay exactly where you are, when you are, how you are, if you want to. And if that's a good place, stay there. I'm good with that. If it's not such a good place and you want to be more, you want to grow more, you want to be more, you want to enjoy life more, perhaps you might want to think about, what am I thinking about? What are the words I'm saying that I'm now? See, here's the thing. You can sow it today. It doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow. It could be weeks and months and years later. There's something in psychology known as self-sabotage. Anybody really good at that? Oh, wow, the whole crowd. Wow, have I got a group here? I need to help. Okay, beautiful. Thank you, God. They're in the right place. That's doubt talking. That's only doubt talking. You're getting stuck on the same comment you make, meaning, this won't work out. I don't deserve this. God blesses me, and I'm not good enough for this. That's doubt speaking. You're doubting who you are, and you're not affirming who you really are in Christ. A powerful, loved, capable, deserving person through the blood of Christ. That's who we are. God's children. Do you think for 1 minute that God wants to sabotage us? To hurt us? Of course not. So here's the thing. How about you allow God to bless you? How about you, when something good comes your way, you just say, wow, awesome, thank you. Here come my parrots. There they go. See, sometimes the voices we hear are outside of ourselves even, aren't they? Amen. See, so many of us, unfortunately, have been conditioned to think a certain way about ourselves or about others sometimes. And we think we have to stay in that same thought pattern or that same belief system about who we think we are. God wants to break that pattern up. He wants to change for you and for me and for all of us what we often think of ourselves. God proved his love through Jesus Christ. We know that. He died for every human on the planet, including you. If it had only been for you, he would have given his life just for you. But he gave his life for me, too, and all the rest of us. That's the kind of God we have. God has the immense capability of loving everyone. And he doesn't say it's based on what we deserve or don't deserve. He doesn't. Not once did Jesus ever say to someone who needed a healing or needed a prayer answered or wanted to follow him, not once did he say, well, go clean up your life and I'll see you in about 24 years. And when you're perfect, you can come follow me. What's he say? He says, okay, where's the messy people? Where are they? Oh, okay. Where are the self-saboteurs? Okay, come on with me. I'm going to show you a different way. Come follow me. Watch my words change you. See, the words of Christ give life. They give us hope. They give us change. They give us power. And guess what? He gave us that same power within us all. So how about we use the power? Because we know when we're trying to do online service here, and if the power goes off, what's going to happen? You're just going to hear screaming. Because, yeah, I'll keep preaching. But needless to say, it's not the same as when you got everything plugged in, right? And the power's on, right? It comes out voluminous, doesn't it? In fact, I probably don't need to be talking as loud as I am. That's the same power. That's the example of the power we have in the human mouth, in the tongue, in the words, in the thoughts we say. So if you need something, claim it. Claim it from God. God's word says that whatever we ask for in prayer, believing we will get it someday in the future. I don't know when, but maybe not. There's usually a little bit of iffiness in the believing part, isn't there? That's the words we need to fast on. That's the words we need to fast on. Yes, it has to be in alignment with God's will. He's not going to give you something that you're going to use as harmful to others. I can promise you that. But he is going to give you everything that's good and right. That's the way God operates. And God wants us all to be healed and to be whole and to be powerful. That's who God is. So my question to all of you today is this. Are you ready to start using your words for good in your life? Promise? Are you going to pay attention to the words that you use? Are you going to be listening for anything that's negative? Or let me put it this way. If it's something you don't want to happen, don't say it. Because that's what you're sowing also. Somebody can plant some not so great things into our beautiful garden over here. Not that they would, but if they did, we'd yank it right out, wouldn't we? Especially if it's something going to be harmful, right? That's how your mind works also. Examine your life. Look at what your results are right now. If they're the results that you want, keep doing what you're doing. Keep saying what you're saying. If the results aren't so good, change what you're saying and say it the way you want it. Whatever you sow, you will. So what are you going to sow? Good stuff. Good stuff. Uplifting stuff. Encouraging stuff. And enabling things. Empowering things, right? Jesus spoke it and he said, whatever you say, it will be done. Now, it would be okay to say that you want to be loved, to be happy, to be at peace, to enjoy this life to its greatest fullness, and that you want to serve God in the most positive, powerful ways. It would be okay to say those kind of things. We'll let you. Those are the things we want you to feast on. Feast on the positives and fast on the... Feast on the... Fast on the... Do you know the difference? All right. You made it through the class today. How awesome is this? So I should be able to see in your life in the next coming days, weeks, months, and years, your life improved drastically. Your success improved drastically. Your spiritual and physical and emotional well-being drastically improved, correct? You're going to be such a positive person that we're going to call all of you positive Pauls and positive Pollys, right? You're going to be the Polly people. I mean, positive people. That came out all wrong. See, I did pay attention to my words after all. Words have power. Words have power. Let's use that power. Some of you may have to go get that harvest right now and clean it out, right? You got to get rid of some of the weeds in your life. It's okay to do that. But get up on this new horse of your life and you grab a hold of those reins and you decide through your words, which way am I going? And listen to in the back of your mind, the Holy Spirit speak to you which direction to take. And he will lead you down paths of pure beauty, paths of beautiful peace, by still waters, by beautiful meadows, and in the most beautiful, awesome places you could ever dream of or imagine. Ready to get on that horse and direct your life to the positive ways through your life now going forward? Yes. I can't wait to see what all of you sow. How am I going to know what you sowed? By what I see you reap. And oh boy, the blessings I see coming into all of our lives and your lives especially. Amen? Amen.